Friday the 28th of August, Ches Elul, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Hakaras HaTov.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Apparently, there is no mitzvah in the Torah of Hakaras HaTov. If we look through the 613 mitzvahs, Shenerno L'Moshe Mesinai, there is no specific commandment that says that one shall be appreciative, one should express gratitude, reciprocal benefits, and so on. Nevertheless, there is an underlying theme which runs through several mitzvahs, and particularly emphasized in Midrash Chazal, of Hakoras HaToiv, particularly the mitzvah of Kibud Av Vo'ein, which the Sefer HaChinuch, for example, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel says, is the roots, Misharoshi HaMitzvah, from the roots of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Vo'ein, is the notion of gratitude and appreciation. Our parents brought us into this world, number one, and number two, they also looked after us in our tender years, in our more vulnerable stage of life, and now, when we're older, we have to show gratitude for them. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, in Igros Moshe, Chelek Beis, Yeridei Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Lamed, says that even though it is a Gemara Mufureshes in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that a Goy, a Ben Noyach, is not Mitzuda in the mitzvah of Kibud Av Vo'ein. And Doma Ben Nesina was Einoi Mitzuda Vo'isa. Nevertheless, a Goy still has an obligation of Hakaras HaTov to his parents. What's the difference? Kibud Av Vo'ein requires a very high standard of honor and respect, even to the extent, as we know, that parents can sometimes create a tremendous challenge, and yet we have to bite our tongues and do the right thing. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav, Yikabel Olav Gzeiros HaKosov Yishtoik, even if Kibud Av Vo'ein is the most difficult mitzvah to fulfill, it is necessary for a person to accept the divine decree, and he has to do it. Standards of Kibud Av Vo'ein that are required by the mitzvah of Kibud Av, that's not incumbent upon all of mankind, that's only upon Jewish people. But even a goy, or even a Jewish person, a convert, for example, in relation to the non-Jewish parents, so we say, Gersh and Iskaya, Kikotan, Shanoi, Ledomi, so you might say there's no biological relationship between, there is a biological relationship, but there's no halakhic relationship between the child and the parent, so therefore there could be no Kibud Av Vo'ein anyway. Yes, says Rav Moshe, but there is still a chiyuv of Hakaras HaTov. And Hakaras HaTov is also an obligation. We find throughout our history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very makpid on expressing appreciation.
It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, is it?
It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs.
So why should it be mechuyuv?
Because, he says, even things which are not mitzvahs, a person is also mechuyuv to do. I often say halacha is a floor, not a ceiling. That means to say that not everything that you're not mechuyuv to do, or you not do you not have to do. There are things which are mitzvahs, which are commandments. They are specific commandments, and obviously the violation of a commandment entails serious consequences. But there are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you. Yeah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first challenged Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon said, "Isha shenasat modi hinos nalimina itzvoichel." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. What do you mean? Kofi toivel. This shows a lack of gratitude. Was Adam HaRishon ever given a commandment to be grateful? He was never given a commandment to be grateful. Nevertheless, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected it of him that he should be grateful. There is a certain intuitive morality and righteousness that a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implants within a human being, that he has to live up to. And if he doesn't, then he falls short of his human standard, which was instilled in him by Hashem himself. There is actually another theological problem in relation to the mitzvah of Hakaras HaTov with human beings, and specifically with Kibud Av Vo'ein. And that is as follows. We know that the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the first chapter, explains the anthropology of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry, how Avodah Zarah came to be. And he says that originally, people didn't actually bow down to the sun and the moon and worship them as gods. What happened was that the original idolaters said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put all the stars, the sun and the moon and the celestial spheres where they are, in order that they should have a positive impact on this world. They should give us light, warmth, they should help the produce to grow, etc. Therefore, they're doing us a great favor, and we must pay homage to them. We must show our respect and our appreciation for all the wonderful deeds of the sun and the moon, and therefore we must offer sacrifices to them, so on and so forth. Eventually, this idea evolved and degenerated into full-blown idolatry. But and of course, needless to say, the Zohar didn't become perverse only once it reached the bottom level. Even in its original stage, when it was just an expression of Hakaras HaTov to the sun and the moon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was going against the will of God. Why, Taka? What was wrong with their original idea that the sun and the moon, Hashemesh v'yarech v'chol tzvah shomayim v'sholit tzivisi, one should show them respect, one should show appreciation for all the kindness. And if, well, it is wrong to express gratitude to the sun and the moon, so why is it correct to express gratitude to parents, for example, or other human beings? But the answer is, of course, that there is a chiluk, and the Tzemach Tzedek explains this, also the Chidor, that there is a tremendous difference. The sun and the moon are kegarzen biyad hachoytzeh. They are like an axe in the hand of the woodchopper. They don't have any free will. They don't do things out of their own volition. So just like a person wouldn't go and say thank you to the axe, he would say thank you to the woodchopper, because the axe is just a tool that he wields. So too it is ridiculous for a person to go and express any form of gratitude to the sun and the moon, who are no more than like an axe in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hameir La'oretz V'Ladorim Aleho, who gives light to the world and to those who dwell upon it. However, with regard to human beings are Bali Bechira. Human beings choose to be good or not to be good. Human beings have the right to elect. And because of that, if a person chooses to do something good, then they have actually shown a good quality. They have demonstrated that they want to do that which is right, that which is correct. That's why, because they are Bali Bechira, they deserve credit. Every person who does us a favor could have chosen not to do that favor. Just like every person that does us harm could have chosen not to do that harm. So since they have Bechira, and they can choose, and they choose to be Bali Chesed, to be Bali Rachamim, and to demonstrate, to behave to us in a way of compassion and kindness, so that's why we owe them a debt of gratitude. And this is as the Pshat in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph there, that B'shor Shomer, when the Umas Ha'ilam heard the commandments, Snedi B'Sarishonis, Anich V'Le'ilecha, Omru L'Chved Atzmeh Derish, they said, HaKadosh Baruch is only Derish B'Chved Atzmeh. However, once they heard Kavid HaSimicha V'Simecha, they said, they suddenly, the penny dropped. So what's the Pshat? Says the Chidor, and the Pshat is like this. They couldn't understand what's on Eichav Le'ilecha. Why shouldn't there also be appreciation for the Shemesh, Yoreh, V'chol Tzvah, Shomayim? V'chol Hatzim Yoderish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept the notion of gratitude to other, to lesser beings, to mortal beings. So, when they so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a commandment of Kabbalah Sinicha Yisimach, he says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aser Sadibis themselves instruct us to have appreciation, to have gratitude to parents. So Chosru Vahudu, the Dibis HaRishon, as they realized that the fact that you're not allowed to show any, pay any homage whatsoever to other beings is not because the Torah doesn't preach HaKadosh HaTov, but because there must be a different reason. What's the different reason? The different reason is that these beings, which the pagan idolaters worshipped, are not independent moral agents. They are people, they are beings, which are completely controlled. As the Loshen, Kigazan, Biyad HaChetzev, they are like an axe in the hand of the woodchopper, and therefore they don't deserve any gratitude. But human beings, Bali Bechira, do. Atkan is B'negeh to HaKoros HaTov in general. And I refer, of course, in addition to the obvious HaKoros HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this particular Shia we're talking here about HaKoros HaTov to fellow human beings. This week's Sedra, however, there comes a chiddush even in the scope of Hakoras HaToiv. And the Pasuk says that even though when it comes to Ammon and Moab, we spurn them forever, nevertheless, Lo Yisasayiv Mitzri Kigeir HaYisa Ba'arutzai. The Egyptian, you're not allowed to hold in total contempt, even though they didn't exactly give us a five-star hotel, nevertheless, Kigeir HaYisa Ba'arutzai, you enjoyed their hospitality. And as a result of that, we say, the Dorish Lishi Yovoy Leam Bikal Hashem, an Egyptian convert, already the third generation, can marry in to Klal Yisrael proper. He's not restricted who he's allowed to choose as only a convert. He can marry anyone from Klal Yisrael. And this is because of the concept of Hakoras HaToiv. And here we see the notion of Hakoras HaToiv also to Goyim. Be'emerson, in relation to Hakoras HaToiv to non-Jews, there are two paradigms. There is Hakoras HaToiv to individuals, and there is Hakoras HaToiv to nations. Hakoras HaToiv to individuals, we find in several places. I just wanted to quote some specific texts, because of the fact that this does serve as somewhat of a chiddush for some people. The Radak, David Kimchi, in his Pirush on Tehillim, Kapitel Tazvov, Pasuk Hei, says, "Bevadaim oisa ha-goy chesed v'toivah im Yisrael, chayiv Yisrael gam kein lasis imoy chesed ulehitiv loy." The Shalom in Soif Parshas Vayigash says, "Tzorich odom sheloy lihiyah is kofui toivah, it is necessary that a person shouldn't deny the goodness that is done to him, v'yishalim toivah tachas toivah, and has to pay reciprocal goodness, afilu legoy, even to a Gentile." In the Sefer Me'il Tzedakah, which was written by the author of the more famous Sefer Shevet Musa, Simon Tov Tov Shin Mem Hei, "Tzorich odom sheloy liyeis kofui toivah, afilu im oivid avidazorah. A person mustn't deny the goodness even of an idolater. V'lasei simei chesed. And he has to do kindness with him." And he explains there that this is why Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem looked after the sheep of his father-in-law Yisroi, even though he didn't know at that stage that Yisroi had already been perished from Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, mitzad d'inyan of Hakoras HaToiv, that he had taken him into his house and provided him with shelter and food in a time of distress. So Yisroi, so Moshe Rabbeinu, was makir toiva to him. In Rabbi Yaakov Emden Sider, Amudei Shemayim, Hilchas Hanhogas Derech Eretz Maso Maton, Reis Mem Hei, he says, "In kibalta toiva me'odom, if you received any good from a person, v'afilu goy she'hitiv l'cha, even a Gentile who was good to you, z'chor loy, remember this for him, u'gumolehu toiva, and be kind to him." And on the other hand, he goes on to say, "Ashar favot v'hameshiv ro tachas toiv al mishu," who is someone who gives good, bad instead of good, "loisomu shuro mi beisoy." Sefer Amidus from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says, "Osu lo odom sheyihi kofu toivo bein li Yisrael bein legoy." Forbidden for a yid to be a person to be kofu toivo, whether for a Jew or a goy. And Sefer Chassidim, going back a few generations, says, "Im odom medabe v'shvach tzadikim bein Yehudim bein goyim," a person speaks about righteous people, whether Jews or Gentiles, "ki goyin oisei pleini osli Yisrael oisei teiva," for example, he mentions a person that did a Jew a favor, say for example, goyim in the period of the Second World War, who risked their lives to save the lives of Jewish people, "yoimar zochur latoy," he has, the correct thing is to say, like it says, like we say, "benegeir techarvoyna zochur latoy." And what is the source of all these mamorim? So I think I've traced it to a medrash. The medrash in Shmeis Rabba Parsha Dalet says, "Shekol ha-peiseach pischei lechaveiroi, chayev b'chvoi d'yoysa me'ovivima." Someone who provides health, hospitality, who opens the door, his door, for someone else, a person is obliged to honor him, the medrash says, in even more so than his father and mother. Therefore the Medrash says, Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibalni Yisroi v'nog b'kovid, Kibalni Yisroi v'nog b'kovid, Eini Eilech Ele b'rishusoi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe to go to Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said he asked to consult Yisroi. Yisroi took me in, empty-handed as I was, and treated me with dignity. I too must do the honorable thing in relation to him, and therefore I'm only going to go after having consulted with Yisroi. So there we see Hakoras HaToiv on a personal level. But in this week's Sedra, in the commandment, we have here another dimension to this concept of Hakoras HaToiv, which is Hakoras HaToiv to the host country in which we live. So if we're citizens in a specific country, and we're not persecuted, and we're allowed to live peacefully, and we are allowed to learn Torah and keep mitzvahs, and we even receive certain benefits from the government, then we have an obligation towards the government. And this is, the source for this in Midrash Chazal, is to be found in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, Bira Deshosis Minei Leisishte Beikola. If you drink from a well, you don't throw a stone in it, so to speak. And it quotes the Pasuk, Dechsiv, where's the source for this, says the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis, from Parashas Kiseitze. And the one who accentuates this idea is the Maharal Prague in his Sefer Gur Aryeh on Rashi in Shemois, Capital Yudalit Posuk Zayin. Says the Maharal Prague there as follows: Alagoyim shosu toiva in Yisrael nitztavinu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaloi lasis lehem ra. With regard to the Goyim, we did the favor to the Jewish people, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we are commanded not to do anything bad to them. Sheharim Yisriim Atzmom Shehorgu Espeneihem V'Shibud HaKosher She'osu Lehem. We find the Egyptians, they didn't exactly treat us nicely. Nevertheless, Ba'avur She'oyu Yisrael Dorim Ba'artzom Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ligmul Chesed in Beneihem, because they even dwelt in their land. So we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going Mul Chesed with them. How much more so those nations who provide a measure of protection for the Jewish people against their enemies. So this is with regard to the nations amongst which we live. This has got a relevance also in Halacha Lemaisa, which is cited by the Poskim as well. That means if we learn Maseches Bava Kama, as many of you did recently in the in Daf Yomi, you will know that there are certain halachas in which the financial obligation towards another Jew is different than the financial obligation towards a Gentile. So, for example, you have on the light side, ribis, for example, the commandment against taking interest. So you're allowed to take interest from a goy. A good business deal, why not? So why aren't you allowed to take ribis from a yid? Because for a brother, not minishkin ribis, a brother needs a loan, so you give him a free loan. But then there are halachas in which there are differences between Jews and Gentiles with regard to din mamonos. It is apparent that in Maseches Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that even though gezel nochri to steal from a goy is forbidden, not all the halachas that govern the financial relationships between Jews and Gentiles are exactly the same. So therefore, some people think that therefore this is a good way of making some money. So we find that the Poskim say that quite aside from any other considerations of Chilul Hashem, which is primary, there is also the concern of Hakoras HaToiv. The person lives in a country which, by and large, is a kind country to the Jewish people. We're allowed to live without being persecuted, unlike in previous generations. Then, mitzad HaKoras HaToiv, it is forbidden to treat unfairly or unjustly in matters of monetary matters, even in those areas, the country, the government, and its representatives, even in those areas where there otherwise, according to the strict plain halacha, there may be room for discrimination. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Shilas Yavetz, Chelet Aleph Simna Mem Aleph, that the Chutz Loretz Sha'anu Chosim B'Tzilom Shemechuyovin Anachnu L'Hogin Aleim K'meikin B'Chol Yicholteinu ולהצילו מן המובס ומכל הפסד והזק ואף שמירס ממוינו מצורך ליאס חוביב עלינו. We have to look after their financial interests as well. Why? Because אנחנו חוסים בצילום. The Tiferes Yisroel in Meseches Bovekama Perik Dav Mishne Gimel in the Spirit on the Mishnah says with regard to Torah Skoy and Aveda Skoy nowadays but again, quite aside from other considerations of Chilul Hashem he says since the legal system in our country, in his country, doesn't allow defrauding Jewish people. So therefore, and not only that, there are state benefits for the less fortunate members of society. Therefore, mitzad the inyan of Hakoras HaToiv, says the Tiferes Yisrael, it is wrong for a person to take advantage of a loophole within the system, so to speak, and say, in this case it's permissible because it's only a goy. V'loi noimar ki Yosef, he continues, shenema, v'ich eser haroa gdoilo hazois v'chotosi lelikim. Yosef HaTzadik said, eich eser haroa gdoilo hazois v'chotosi lelikim. Which context did he say it? So when Ashes Potiphar wanted him to do an Aveira, he said, look, how can this be? My master has given me all the good. He's not deprived anything from me. So in such circumstances, there is a moral impetus. How is it possible for me to do such a thing to a person who has been kind to me? And that's why in the Pesachim of Ramosha Feinstein we find that in a number of places and also in the Toldos of the Igus Moshe which are published at the beginning of the Igus Moshe in the last Chelek that he was very makpid on correct behavior even in those marginal areas where the strict halachic system does make a difference between Yidden and Goyim, because of two principles. One is the principle of Chilul Hashem, and the other is the principle that we're speaking about here this morning, and that's the concept of Hakoras HaToiv. Now, since we're onto this subject anyway, I wanted to conclude with a couple more rayonis in relation to the general obligation of correct hanhoga in matters of mominus in relation to people who are not from Bnei Yisrael. And one is a very interesting quote from the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnah. This is not in the Sefer Yad, in the Mishnah Torah, and it's in a favorfen place, in an obscure setting, in Maseches Kelim. Maseches Kelim is in Seder Taris, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Zayin. The Rambam says it like this, and I'll translate. That which the masses think, and sometimes even unique individuals, special people, the various things that border on fraud or incorrect dealings are permissible with the goyim. This is an incorrect view. Much more so if it's a Chilul Hashem, then it will be more serious. Why is it that he says that you mustn't avail yourself of certain halachos which make a difference between a Yid and a Goy? Why is that? Says the Rambam, because the yusku la'odom techuno yisrois al yidei kol amasim horoim halot. If a person behaves immorally with one person, then okay, he will have harmed that person now. But more than anything else, he will have harmed himself long term. Because by behaving in a way which is immoral, he will acquire in his person tichunus rois, bad character traits. Al Yidei Kalamasi Moroi Malolu, through these evil deeds. Ay, they are muta. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made, testifies about himself that he despises them. Kishal Atzmon, for what they are. Nasu im Mishanasu, done with whomsoever they may be done. Namely, doesn't make a difference with who. Vuhu Omroi, and this is the meaning, says the Rambam, of another pasuk in which week Sedra, this one. Parshas ki seitze, ki soyavas Hashem elikecho kol oise eila kol oise ovel. Says the Rambam, what does it mean ki soyavas Hashem elikecho kol oise eila kol oise ovel? Even where we're talking about a person who halachically there may be a heter for some dray, for some lack of frank and candid, upright behavior. So the Torah says, "Ki servas Hashem elkecha kol yisrael." What's kol yisrael? Kol yisrael ovel. Ovel refers, says the Rambam, to this type of behavior, and that is abominable to God. And of course, lying within this statement of the Rambam is another point that if a person behaves in such a way of kol yisrael ovel, nasu im mishe nasu, even with a person who is not from Bnei Yisrael, there is a possibility that the Tichun Ra will be acquired, then he won't be Mavdil Ben Yisrael Amim, and he'll actually practice this Deya Bilti Nechoina, this improper character trait, even with relation to another Jew. Because it's very difficult for the human being to be upright with one person and crooked with another. Once crookedness enters the psyche and becomes part of who one is, then it doesn't seem to know distinctions between nations, even Ben Yisrael. And this, of course, brings us back to the beginning of this week's Sedra. The beginning of this week's Sedra is one of the most difficult commandments or ideas that we find in the Torah and in Chazal. Kiseitzi l'amelchoma l'yivecho, n'soni Hashem l'kecho b'yodecho, you see a woman and you're allowed to take it. Actually says, you're allowed to take this woman from the captivity, and the Jew is allowed basically to take a non-Jewish woman. Yes, there are certain laws, but be a Rishon is mutter immediately. So what sort of an idea is this? A Yid and Kodesh. He's from the Chayil Hashem, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, gone out to fight against the Goyim, and he sees an Isha, Isha Sifas Torah, so the Torah says he's allowed to succumb to temptation. So Rashi tells us from Chazal, Dibra Torah Keneged Yitzhar, that the Torah is realistic. We once gave a whole shiur about this. The idea that the Torah doesn't demand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but through the embryos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't demand the impossible. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if God sees that in a certain context, a certain setting, a person comes back from the battlefield, hot-blooded, passionate, overwrought with desire and temptation, that there may be a circumstance where the person will not be able to control himself. So the Torah is matter. The Torah says, Malakat al-Khali Isha. Is it the correct thing to do? Clearly not. The Torah itself tells us, like we said before, it's a floor, not a ceiling. The Torah goes on to say, it's not the best recipe for marital harmony or for nachas from the children. As it continues, Achas Ahuva, Achas Nua, Ben Seir Ramayra. Nevertheless, the bottom line is it's allowed. But, I once heard the Meir Dikivot, that from this we can see, we can learn an important message we're going to get to all other mitzvahs. If we see that where things are impossible, where things are just slightly beyond the grasp of our ability, the Torah makes a heter, that means that everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow is within our ability. There's a double side to this coin. If we see the Dibra Torah can have an Yitzhara, And therefore, when it comes to the Ishus Yivas Torah, that's just beyond our reach, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lokach Vilchol Yisho. That means that all the Yisurim which he was not Matir, and all the mitzvahs which he was Mechayavas, irrespective of the circumstances, those mitzvahs are within our ability to keep. And therefore, when it comes similarly to the concept of HaKadosh HaTov in its abstract form, or as we've translated it even into a more tangible form in relation to our attitudes, even to people from other nations, and even Lahavdil from other faith denominations, and we sometimes find that the challenge seems to be too difficult, so we should know that if this is in the Torah, Toyavas Hashem Kol Oisei Ovel, then as the Gemara says, "Lefum gam l'shichana," the load is according to the camel, and "Eini mevakesh ela l'fi koichi ela l'fi koichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu," only requests according to our abilities. Shabbos.